This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. More than 39,000 new cases of coronavirus were reported in the U.S. just yesterday, a new record. Some businesses are shutting down again. Apple has ordered the reclosing of 18 stores in the U.S., including 7 stores in Houston because of spiking coronavirus. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said yesterday he was pausing the reopening of the state, but he said he's not telling any business to reclose. From Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on how businesses and consumers are navigating all this as COVID-19 continues to spread.
Among Texans who have been tested for COVID-19 in the past week, about 1 out of 10 have it. Marilyn Felkner teaches public health at the University of Texas at Austin.
As you look at the trends and then you look at our openings, you can see some patterns there, and they're not surprising.
Since May, the governor has gradually pulled back social distancing requirements. She says each time, Texas sees an uptick in cases. Right now, most businesses, including bars, can operate at 50% capacity, but rules vary by city. Depending on where you are in Texas, you might be required to wear a mask, which leads to confusion among consumers and business owners. Justin Yancey is president of the Texas Business Leadership Council.
Businesses need to be able to get back open, but we're not going to be able to unless business owners and then every Texan take seriously the fact that this is in some ways in our own hands.
The governor said yesterday, quote, "The last thing we want to do as a state is go backwards and close down businesses." But he may have to do just that if the trend continues and COVID-19 keeps spreading. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.